Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and narration which has been transmitted to us and passed down to us from Imam Ali alayhi salam. In this tradition has been narrated in the book Al-Da'awat on the authority of one of Imam Ali's companions, a famous companion named Al-Haris Al-Hamadani, a very famous companion and friend and admirer of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam. Al-Haris al-Hamadani says, "One day I went to visit the commander of the faithful at noon. Imam Ali alayhi salam asked me, 'What has brought you here? You know, have you come here for something you need from me? You have some work for me?'" Imam Ali's friend said, "I answered him by saying, 'By Allah, I swear to Allah, it is because I love you, because I'm fond of you, I admire you. That's why I missed you. I wanted to come and visit you. I'm not requesting anything from you or anything like that. I just was missing you and I love you. That's why I came to see you.'" When Imam Ali alayhi salam heard this, he said, "If you are truthful, you will see me at three places and at three times in three states." This is a very famous tradition from Imam Ali. He says that if you really love me, then you will see me, you will meet me in three places and in three times. And this is very general, and it's true for all people who love Imam Ali. These people, if they love Imam Ali, really love him, and they're truthful in their love for Imam Ali and the Ahlul Bayt, they will see them, they will meet them in three very significant and three very dangerous times when they need help from Imam Ali and the Ahlul Bayt. What are those three times? The Imam indicated these when he said, "When your soul comes to this," and then he pointed to his throat, meaning at the time of death, when the soul is exiting the body, right? This is one of those very dangerous times, a lot of times, a lot of people lose their faith at this time, right? This is a very painful time, you know, for all human beings, right? But if we love the Ahlul Bayt, then they come to us at this time and they can help us. The second state that he mentions is on the bridge overstretched over hell. On the bridge overstretched over hell. These are the way stations that a human being must. These are some of the way stations that a human being must pass over on his way into the hereafter to paradise. Right. One of those is death, the time of death. Another is the bridge. Finally, the last one is not one of the way stations or in the journey in the hereafter, but the end of the hereafter. The Imam said, "Wa indal hawz," and at the heavenly waters, when we finally pass these very dangerous way stations and arrive, God willing, in paradise, and we come to the fountain of paradise to drink of its holy waters, we will meet Imam Ali there, inshallah, and when He will give us to drink of those waters. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the love of the family of the Prophet and Imam Ali and its effects in the hereafter, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد